Hello, and welcome to Codex. It's a casual lore podcast. My name is Phil.
And I'm Logan.
And today, we are going to be talking about a weird idea that I had that came to my mind the other day when we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for a surprise two-episode recording. And it is Pokemon's Lieutenant Surge. But before we get into that, I would very much like to hear your second bright spot of the day, Logan.
I mean, I think it might be talking about Lieutenant Surge, the weird implications of World War Pokemon, but, I mean, maybe I'll just, like, recycle what I said 10 minutes ago that we'll probably cut from this recording, is the super cool desk lamp that I have. It's kind of a bright spot for me, never ending. There's an old Dazor, fluorescent tube lamp that weighs, like, I don't know, 30 pounds or something, but it is... It's going to outlive both of us, most certainly. And I just think it's neat.
Nice. Yeah, you sent me pictures and videos of that lamp because you had to, like, restore it to some degree, right? It had some real, like, 1960s-esque wiring in it.
Yeah, I cleaned that up a bit. I was considering doing a full, like, LED conversion on it. The fluorescent tubes are not particularly quiet. And I still may do that at some point, but for right now, it is living relatively similar to its manufactured state. And it could double as, like, a home defense weapon if needed. That thing is
worst comes to worst, I can do with my lamp.
Yeah.
Nice. My bright spot is also somewhat handy related. I got a big old truckload of wood from the Lowe's yesterday. We bought an outdoor, like, couch and, like, two chairs and stuff probably 2 or 3 years ago when we bought this place, and they have, as expected, not held up super great in the New England weather. So I have decided that the thing I didn't want to do 3 years ago, I now have a good design for an outdoor sectional that I'm going to make. So I have all of the components, and now I just have to sit down and actually cut and screw all the wood.
Are you doing, like, upholstery work as well?
No. Cushions will be IKEA stock, off the rack stuff, but the construction of it will be all mine.
Gotcha. So you build out the frame and then do, like, the tie-on.
Yep.
Kind of. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'll send you some pictures as I'm working on it. It is
awesome.
It is a beast of a project, but it's going to be fun.
I imagine you'll have it done just in time to put them away for the winter.
That's, you know, we have some travel coming up, so I will not be able to start work on this project at least for another 2 weeks. Then we're midsummer. Who knows? Who knows how long it's going to take?
You know, burn a couple days because of how hot it's going to be.
Yeah, come back. It's July, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hot.
We'll have to do, like, an over-under pool on the date of completion.
Does it happen before Labor Day? Yes, no.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, we'll see. It'll be close, maybe. It'll either be really close or it won't be close at all.
Stay tuned for Patio Watch 2024.
Yeah. It's just a live cam of it, but it's just a photo of how it is now because it's how it's going to be in 6 months.
Tell me about why I need to use this Thunderstone on my Pikachu.
All right, so here's the deal. Before we get into this a little bit, we do have to have a tiny digression about a thing that I have avoided talking about for a long time in any of our episodes so far. And it is capital C canon with one N. I feel like canon is the bane of our existence when it comes to a lot of this stuff, because I don't necessarily really care about what is canon and what isn't, so long as it is within the text. But with Pokemon and probably things that will come in the future, there is split canon. So there's anime canon, there is, like, the game canon, and then there's the manga canon. And it's kind of a nightmare, but for this episode on Lieutenant Surge, I do want to talk about basically all three of them, because two, the anime and the game, are pretty similar, And then the manga one kind of goes off the rails, and that's why I want to do this episode.
Rad. Okay, I know. I think I know the games and the show lore, but I definitely know nothing written. So this will be interesting.
Okay, so Lieutenant Surge is, I think, at least my frame of reference with Lieutenant Surge is playing Pokemon Blue and Crystal. I think he's in those ones too. And beyond that, it's just like, hey, look, he runs the Thunder Gym, and he has a Raichu, and you know, he beats you up, and it's a skill check. But other than that, I never really thought that much about Lieutenant Surge. And then, you know, there's the whole, like, great Pokemon War thing, which I promise you we will talk about at the end of this episode. But right. Did you... I know that you played some of the Pokemon games, right?
Yeah, so I played Red and a ton of Gold and Silver.
Okay.
And, like, I also have, like, the image of Pikachu standing up on its tail to avoid that Thundershock attack. Seared into my mind forever from this episode.
From the anime.
I can piece together most of that episode in my head, I think. Funny. Still, at this point.
Okay nice. That episode will be in here. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, the my Pokemon Blue and my Pokemon Silver cartridge, along with my teal Game Boy Color, are the only pieces of my childhood gaming history that I still have. And every once in a while, I will bust out that Pokemon Blue and I will play it on an airplane, because it is the perfect airplane game to me.
Those were, yeah, I might still have my cartridge somewhere. I think I lost track of a lot of my handheld stuff. I ruined my Red save permanently, accidentally, with a Game Shark.
Did you get the signal?
I turned flying on, for what I remember, which allows you to just, like, go over obstacles, which is great for getting over, like, walls and things.
Yep.
Because it just, like, deactivates some or all collision. And something happens where that got stuck in a permanently on position in my save file, which means you can no longer enter buildings.
Great.
Because you need collision to touch doors.
To hit the door, yep.
Yeah.
Whoops. Bummer. Yeah, my parents were divorced, and so the arms race of get the coolest gizmo to, you know, placate the child really played out in my favor when it came to the Pokemon games. So I had Red, and I had Blue, and pivotally, I had two Game Boy Colors and a link cable.
Perfect.
So my Crystal save right now is my entire amassed starter set from my Red and Blue playthroughs. So I would use Red as the farm team to get all three starters onto my Blue save. And then I did that again when I got Gold and Silver. So my Silver, or my Crystal cartridge, is the one that has, like, all of my starters from when I was a kid, which is, like, a real prized possession. And when the battery in that thing dies, I will not know it because I don't check it, but I will be sad when I discover that it has died.
We'll talk offline about dumping that.
Yeah, I have to, I think.
I kind of like the idea of maybe immortalizing.
Just saving that forever.
Who's your Red starter?
I think Red, I went with Charmander.
Okay, good. But, like, that Charmander's, like, old enough to drink now, right?
Yeah, yep. Yep. So, yeah, I played those games a lot when I was a kid. I have not, post-Crystal, I have not touched a Pokemon game. I have that emulator, the RG35, showing up hopefully in the next week. So I will begin to play the games that I have legally purchased and then dumped the ROMs of. And then finally get caught up on some of that stuff. But I am excited to get back into it. So for the longest time, Lieutenant Surge was just, he's that one dude in Vermilion City, and then you just, like, move on. And it's weird that he's in army fatigues, but, like, we don't talk about it too much. So yeah, the the origins of, like, the introduction of Lieutenant Surge in both the games and the anime is basically the same. He's not like a super prominent character. He's basically just, look, he's the gym leader. And you have to defeat him, and then you get his badge and you kind of move on from there. Kind of the important things to pull out is in front of his gym in Vermilion City in the games, there's like a sign and it labels him as the Lightning Lieutenant, which makes sense. So he's a soldier. As you like talk through, I think once you defeat some of the people in his gym, you like talk to them a little bit and he gives some amount of his backstory. And it's basically he fought in a war, an electric type Pokemon saved his life. And then as a member of the army, he was a strict commanding officer, but he was very cautious. He was also a pilot and used electric type Pokemon to power his airplane.
Wow. Which
somehow managed to save his life.
Do we know, is this like weird nominative determinism, or is Lieutenant Surge like a moniker he took on because of this electric Pokemon connection?
I mean, listen, the main characters in the manga, which we will get to, they're literally called Red, Blue, and Green. So I think there's just like a weird naming thing in the Pokemon world.
I mean, all of the animals just shout their name at you, so I guess that's an acceptable status
but
quo.
It is a good question if he just got into electricity because his last name was Surge, or
right?
If he just happened to stumble into it.
I think I'm also going to assume that his first name was also Lieutenant from a young age.
Yeah, probably. That makes sense. So yeah, he is basically there. You defeat him. He has traps in his gym because he's a little paranoid, which I think we will get into in a little bit.
That's unrelated to the war.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's the anime version, which you probably have a better memory of than I do. I watched a couple clips of this, and I have no recollection of this at all. But basically,
that's, you know, tragic.
You have to fight Raichu, and Raichu just absolutely eviscerates Pikachu.
Dumpsters him.
Yep, just with his electricity powers, and he's like, "Hey, your Pikachu sucks because it's not evolved, and mine's better." And then he learns agility, which is a very funny connection to the last one about raising your agility stat. And then somehow manages to Ash defeats him, and then, you know, all of that. I guess like some of the other stuff from that particular episode is that he has like Surge has this weird view on unevolved Pokemon where he thinks that it's bad and he evolves them as soon as possible, but he doesn't care about the powers that they're leaving behind. So like all of the meta stuff of like, well, maybe you should let your Pikachu get to a certain level before you evolve them so they can learn moves and stuff, just doesn't give a shit. And the other thing is that he is arrogant, loud, and crude, and refers to all challengers as babies until they defeat him, which is just a fun, fun bad guy.
Yeah, he's like the worst kind of min-maxer. It's like a min-maxer with no game knowledge at the same time. But man, you should watch that episode. That's a classic episode, and like maybe lots of. Like the whole premise is that so Surge beats Ash at the beginning. Pikachu has to go to like the Poke Center because that thing is in rough shape. Pikachu's not doing great, but if I'm remembering correctly, it's been like 20 years, so maybe I'm wrong. But I believe Surge offers Ash a Thunderstone to force evolve Pikachu.
Oh,
so there's this like push and pull through the middle of the episode of Ash trying to decide if he's going to forcibly evolve Pikachu, like, against Pikachu's consent in order to increase his power level to get through this gym so he can get the badge and get what he wants. So, like, there's, like, consent issues that could be talked about based on this episode, and, like, there's a whole scene about it. It was handled well, I hope.
Hmm.
Man, my memories of it aren't bad, so hopefully that holds up.
The blurb of the episode says, "What will Pikachu decide?" So that that does make it seem
Ash
like it
leaves
was...
it to Pikachu, and there's like this weird, like kind of heart wrenching scene of Pikachu not wanting to like please Ash and help forward that goal, but also wanting to still be a Pikachu. And then does the whole agility thing.
That's some good children's television.
Yeah, it's that show is weird, man. But that one, that episode, I think is maybe okay.
All right, I will have maybe to not. Go back maybe and watch that. Maybe we'll find out. It'll be 20 minutes of my life that easily spent.
Yeah.
Okay.
That seems like a good dishwashing sort of.
Yeah.
Second screen activity.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. So that's the game and anime history, and that is basically all I knew of Lieutenant Surge. It gets a little bit crazier in the manga. So, Lieutenant Surge is an evil sub-leader of Team Rocket and uses the SS Anne to illegally smuggle Pokemon.
Okay. Is that the ship you take in, in those early games too? That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, so he either owns it or he uses the boat to illegally smuggle Pokemon.
Okay.
He also is like a bit more murderous. So like Red, one of the probably the main character of the manga, confronts him about the whole smuggling thing, and Surge just literally throws him overboard. So like condemning him to drown until Red's Poliwhirl evolves into Poliwrath, and then everything's fine because it's got to be.
Is Red a child in,
in
the mangas? So he's just like, man, this 9-year-old is irritating.
Yep. Yeah. So the Red and Blue are, Red is very much the kid from the Red Blue games that you play as. And then
and
Blue
you
is your rival.
Too, right?
Yeah. And then Green, Green is, I think, a girl from Pallet Town, who is like another main character. So the later after those shenanigans, they run into Lieutenant Surge again inside Sylph Company, as they're like chasing down some Team Rocket shenanigans. And they are met by Surge, who has an electrode bazooka and a magneton shield, all powered by his latest Pokemon catch, Zapdos.
What?
Yeah.
So did the electrode self-destruct on, like, impact? Wild. Is he building a mech?
I mean, it's basically a mech. He's got a big old bazooka that shoots bombs that self-destruct, and the magneton shield. And I guess it is all, like, power cabled up, so he's, like, using Zapdos as a battery to some extent.
Okay.
And then Red uses Vine Whip, cuts the power cords, and then Surge almost dies because he is electrocuted by Zapdos. And I do kind of have to include this because it's not related to Surge necessarily, but it is just like a weird thing that I can't believe I didn't know Pokemon went here. But after that battle, the badges that Red, Blue, and Green had gathered throughout their adventure are combined into this thing called the Badge Energy Amplifier. And it combines Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres into a single hybrid Chimera messed up creature.
Oh, God.
And they have to battle it and kind of deal with that.
The mechanisms in play there seem complex.
It's your classic Team Rocket scheme.
Are we gonna get deep into Pokemon manga? Is that how it sounds?
So here's the thing. I really thought about it after reading some of this stuff. it goes places, and I did not expect it to go as hard as it does.
I knew it was darker and weirder. But that was kind of my only frame of reference for it.
That's, yeah. So speaking of darker and weirder, so they defeat the Articuno Zapdos Moltres hybrid creature, save the day, everything's great. And then Team Rocket kind of splits up and bad things happen. And they just kind of like go their own ways. Giovanni is missing. Sabrina is tired. You know, Serge is just out there. He's getting a new boat, maybe figuring stuff out. But the yellow arc, which is the one that follows the red, blue, and green manga art, the synopsis in the Bulbapedia, where most of this information is coming from, starts with, sometime later, the Elite Four tried to destroy humanity.
Okay.
Which is just like, understandable. Okay, like, we're going places.
Okay, man. I don't even know if I have conjecture.
Yeah, it just goes. There's not like a ton of Lieutenant Surge in this one. Basically, Team Rocket has to team up with Red, Blue, and Green to defeat the Elite Four, and Red is paired with Lieutenant Surge, and then they win, and then, you know, everything's fine. I think the more interesting thing here is that, like, this tangential gym leader character in the game and anime is just, like, actually a character who is strong and powerful and is able to get Zapdos and is also paired with one of the main characters of the manga, which just is not my conception of Lieutenant Surge at all.
Nah, he was like a intentionally cool throwaway character in my mind.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is here for 9-year-olds to think it's neat.
Yep.
I always like kind of felt the Elite Four was more of a benevolent force than the destruction of humanity. I mean, like, Koga was a dickhead, but that just felt like his vibe. Like, he was just kind of a whack job to begin with. But
yeah, I always thought that they were just like, we're the best at this thing, so you just to get the best reward, you got to beat us, and that was that. But, you know, also haven't revisited those stories in almost a decade and a half now.
Yeah, that always felt like those were the people who were going to decide if you defended your dissertation well enough.
Yeah, like Pokemon Olympics. Like, this is the best of the very best.
I'm interested in Magneton Shield also.
Like, yeah, I'll have to dig up the image. There's a pretty good image of him just with, like, a Magneton wrapped around his arm and then just a big old bazooka on the other arm.
Fantastic.
It's good stuff. So the last mention of Lieutenant Surge in the manga is in the Gold, Silver, and Crystal arc. He's not really featured in any of the later stuff. But in his time, post defeating the Elite Four who tried to destroy humanity and making a mystic trio bird chimera, he has purchased a new luxury boat, the SS Aqua, and he has piloted his own submarine. And he is tootling around the world, and he has landed in Johto, which is the new region in Gold, Silver, and Crystal. And there's a new guy who's creating a new Team Rocket, or bringing Team Rocket together. He loses to him, moves on. There's some shenanigans that happen on the magnet train, which in the games is the thing that takes you from Johto to Kanto, I think. And yet again, Lieutenant Surge and his new Pokemon, Raikou, which, if you remember, is the legendary dog in those games. He also is able to get another legendary electric Pokemon, and they stop the train, save some people, they defeat the Masked Man, some shenanigans happen, and honestly, I kind of stopped reading the wiki after that.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah. but basically, he is redeemed as a character because he gives up his Raikou to defeat the bad guy, and then that's kind of it. Like, there's nothing else about Surge. Kind of the last thing that it says is that he prefers to travel by sea because he captains two different ships and he drives a submarine. And he can also fly through the air by having four of his Magnetons create an energy platform for him to ride on. And that's kind of how the wiki entry ends for him.
Just doing some mad scientist, like, dark timeline Tesla stuff.
Yep.
Just gonna go out on that. Weird, yep. Like, the So you said he flew a plane powered by an electric Pokemon, and now he is strictly like watercraft based. That's
Yeah.
a it's an interesting change. I wonder if wonder the backstory there.
Yeah,
Maybe
I
he just
don't
really
know.
wanted to be in the Navy and never made it. Oh, I suppose maybe it was like a Navy plane.
He
I
was
guess
in
we
the
don't
army.
know. Oh, he was in the Army.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So, I've left the best part for last.
Oh boy.
So Lieutenant Surge has, I think, like up there with the whole you can get a Mew or Missing or any of the other like weird the weird playground chatter of 9-year-olds. I feel
Yeah.
like Lieutenant Surge also got a little bit of that treatment when we were kids.
That's because he's cool looking.
And this is what you brought up at the beginning, the whole notion of the Great Pokemon War.
Yeah.
So, I have good news and I have bad news.
Okay.
The bad news is there's almost nothing in the games or the manga or the anime to support that there is ever a war that was fought with Pokemon, or that there was even a war that was fought in the Pokemon world.
I mean, I think I would argue the existence of Pokemon and a Lieutenant Surge is pretty good evidence that didn't take place, but go on, Pokemon Company.
So there's not like any actual concrete evidence that it happened. Like the whole notion that they're like he fought in this great war and he was saved by an electric Pokemon is like in the text of a thing that he said or some of his crew said, but the whole like conjecture about that's why there's only kids or elderly people in this world, or why your character doesn't have a dad, or why your rival doesn't have parents at all. I think it's never really like explained or gestured at all. It's just like, no, you're just like you're an anime kid and you're gonna go off on a great adventure and mom's here to help.
Yeah.
However, this is the good news, and I think this is gonna be the fun stuff for us to talk about. So remember when I said earlier that he was referred to as the Lightning Lieutenant?
Yeah.
In the game descriptions of Surge outside of his outside of his gym, there is a sign in Fire Red and Leaf Green and has been like kind of purged after that. But he was known as the Lightning American. So now.
Ooh, so that brings with it some geographic implications.
So based on that. And I will hear nothing about the fact that they purged it from future stuff. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care about it. I only care about this specific moment where America exists in the Pokemon world. It exists or it had existed. There's also another trainer in a different game who is listed as being from France. There are entries in the Pokédex that refer to real-world animals, like the Indian elephant, and the world map of Pokemon mostly resembles Earth to some degree. There are like you can see the Scandinavian peninsula and things like that. The Pocket Monsters Encyclopedia, which is kind of like a second, not weirdly enough, not a Pokedex, it is a different book. It implies that Pokemon Red and Green take place in the year 1995 and 96, and Red's
Ooh.
shirt has a symbol that resembles the number 96. So, Lieutenant Surge is a veteran pilot from the American Army living in the Pokemon Nation now. He is a member of the American Army. He flew planes powered by electrical Pokemon. Most of his gym say that he is their commanding officer, some of whom were saved by him. And now, at the end of all of this, I ask you, are Lieutenant Surge and his Raichu war criminals on the run?
I mean,
Did Lieutenant Surge serve in the Gulf War?
yeah, that's the implication, right?
Right? Like that's where it's going.
Well, I feel like the timelines have to diverge before that, though. Because there's like a lot of weird Pokemon tech that doesn't parallel. Like, how does a Poke Center work? Those little doodads that they put the Pokeballs on and makes a little noise and heals your guys. That seems out of our ability currently.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
is it a different 1996?
Yeah, and how long have Pokemon existed?
Well, the Arceus games take place like hundreds, maybe a thousand years before like modern day. And there's, I mean, again, we're like getting far afield of where my Pokemon knowledge is, but I know that there are like god level Pokemons that existed 3,000 years ago. So, forever. Okay.
So that implies like a real parallel path of, okay. So, but that means that if you inject Pokemon into the universe hundreds of years ago, that didn't change that the United States is a thing that exists.
Right.
So, like, where's my art of a Pokemon, like, loading an 18-pound cannon? In like a star fort somewhere. That's what I want.
I'm going to ask you to open up the chat section of our Discord call.
Oh, that's like an F-16 or something, isn't it?
Yep. That's just Lieutenant Surge with his little Raichu in a flight harness climbing into their bomber. this is not official Pokemon art. This is,
you don't say.
this is some fan art, but it is like the most beautiful. Like, it looks like it is taken from Top Gun, except it's Lieutenant Surge and his Raichu climbing out of their fighter jet.
They're not sweaty enough for this to be Top Gun. But
that's true. Maybe they're climbing in.
This does imply that Raichu can operate a parachute.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun.
And that for some reason he needs a flight helmet.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to get goosed.
That's true.
Can Raichu pilot the plane if Lieutenant Surge is rendered incapable?
That's true. Like, were you about to ask how many G's can a Raichu take?
Exactly, because we got okay. Lieutenant Surge wearing the suit. We got Lieutenant Surge in the compression suit. Raichu's not in a compression suit. That implies to me that a Raichu can remain conscious with a considerable amount of G-force.
I mean, I guess the real question here is, does the Pokemon experience G-forces when they are inside the Pokeball? Because, like, miniaturized and flying that fast, that's got to be a lot of G's.
I mean, he's not in the Pokeball now.
That's true.
Like, you wouldn't put a harness on him if you were going to keep him in the ball the whole time. And he wouldn't be able to power the plane from the ball. So he's got to be out of the ball.
That is the other question here of, like, is Raichu just jet fuel and the plane is an electric plane?
I mean, the engines I would expect to look different. They seem to have like really similar airbags. I mean, I guess you could just be like electrically powering the turbine. Unclear.
Yeah,
I feel confident saying that a Raichu can withstand significant g-forces given this image though.
Yeah, I
that,
take that
I am certain of.
Yes. Yeah, I just the funny unraveling of like there are enough breadcrumbs of the Pokemon world existing within the real world that just really feels like either just missed things that are like, oh, this is generation one of this trading card game, like whatever, like let's give this Ghastly a mention of the Indian elephant or something, and it just like, I don't know, got away from it. Away from them, and then it turns into a billion-dollar franchise, and I'm like, oh, we got to kind of pull this stuff back, guys.
Yeah. This got out of hand.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even... I have too many questions at this point that will never be answered.
Yeah. It's just really funny to me that this, like, weird playground story of, yeah, man, did you know about the Pokemon War? And I just... conjures up these images of a Raichu holding an M16, which is the most like 10-year-old edgelord shit of all time. And
yeah,
then
because like the thing could shoot lightning out of its ass.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't need to do that.
That's the point. It is an M16. Look at that thing.
Yeah, and then it just spirals from there. Of like, wait a minute. Like if you put on your real conspiracy hat, like America exists, and the whole like I think it's. Oh, is it Black and White, I think, are based on a like New Jersey and New York. So like there are Pokemon regions that are based on them, but they are called different things. So it's like, okay, well, America exists, but is this particular region of Pokemon also in this place? And it just spirals out from there.
Maybe Raichu's just like really good at reading like radar echoes or something. It's like unrelated to the electricity producing. Raichu just makes a great co-pilot.
That's how he was saved. He was saved by an electric type Pokemon.
Yeah.
So like
target acquisition. I don't know.
In the manga, it's like, oh yeah, he was a fighter plane pilot and is like joined this criminal empire in order to like get away from the people who are trying to extradite him or something. And then in the games and in the anime, where he is a very like cautious, paranoid person who sets up traps, it's like Lieutenant Surge tried to get away from all of it because he's suffering from really intense PTSD from the great Pokemon war that he fought in. It's a very like two different sides of this one character.
Okay, this I have to like go on AO3 now and see if there's weird Lieutenant Surge fanfic.
Oh, there has to be.
There are 323 results found for Lieutenant Surge.
Hell so. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a follow-up at some point after I've read some weird Lieutenant Surge fan fiction.
Fantastic. Go off.
Oh, man, some of these are in the five digits for word count. So chapters, multiple parts. Yeah, this will be an afternoon. Oh, no. Oh, I can't. Oh, some of these are... some of these are not to be shared. Wow. I'm not even going to say the tags of some of these out loud.
Perfect.
Never mind. This plan has gone sideways already. I am, like Raichu, I am punching out of 16. This is not good. Never mind.
Time to go. I'm going to send you that this will be the last image, but,
yep, I like this Electrode. Oh, he's got a bandolier.
He has a bandolier.
Electrodes are much larger than this.
Yeah, there's also one Voltorb in there, which is, what's that one for?
That must be a mean Voltorb. That Voltorb did some stuff to get to hang out with those guys. Yeah,
it's real messed up Voltorb. Watch out for that one. The other real question is, what happens when they self-destruct? Like, is he just sending all of these to die, or what's the deal there?
Yeah, that changes with, like, the implication of shooting living creatures as ammunition is definitely a thing. Also, is that an Xbox 360 over his left shoulder? Because it sure kind of looks
like it. Kind of looks like it, huh? That's just where he loads the Voltorbs.
Maybe that's, like, the system on a chip that like, processes the target acquisition. Or maybe that controls the Magneton shield somehow. It's being run by a 360.
Oh, there's lots of good images here. Man.
See, in the alternate timeline, the 360 got the cell processor instead of the PlayStation. And that's why it's powering Voltorb Launcher.
That makes sense. Anyway, that is Lieutenant Surge. I was going to continue to do some more looking into the fan theories and stuff, but the article on The Gamer that I was reading about that particular one ended, and the next article on it was, I made a Pokemon team for every kink, and I decided to shut my computer down and go to bed after that one. I hope that this is enough fan theory for you.
Yeah, I believe me, I just got my fill with one search a moment ago. We got him. We did it. We can... Mission accomplished.
We got the horny Pokemon. We can get out of here now.
Yep.
Ugh. Yes. That is Lieutenant Surge and his co-pilot Raichu, a brave American hero. Perhaps both of them. Yeah, and or war criminal. Also, maybe perhaps both of them.
Yeah, as is tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you for listening to this very unhinged Pokemon episode. If you like the show, tell a friend or rate and review us on podcast player of choice. Gordon Hamburger is the site. Go read reviews. Just I finally published the Harold Halibut review that I threatened a couple weeks ago. So go read that. If you want to send a message, recommend a piece of world building that we should dig into, there's a contact page on the site. I have been Phil on this one.
And I'm Logan.
We'll be back next week with another fun Codex entry. See you later.